in a golf eat golf world, I'm always on top.
Oh, Top Golf! You're the pot under the bed, and I'm the pot at the end of the rainbow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm delirious.
That's really the one you just came up with on the spot?
Yeah, is it bad?
No, it's good. That's why I said that. And it's kind of
blue like, pot.
We just cold had pot. St. Patrick's Day, like 2 weeks ago.
Let's fill in my Irish roots.
Your Irish roots?
Do I have? I might have some. You never know.
Well, technically, you're married to an Irishman.
Ooh, I mean, okay.
So our kids would have Irish roots if we could actually have kids together.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And Travis has a bit of a cold this week.
Yeah. So or a sinus, if something. I don't know.
Allergy, sinus infection, cold.
Yeah, I got a lot of pressure in my cheeks.
Maybe you need to eat some spicy food.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, this is Privilege Twinks, a podcast where we recap the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's in Utah.
And this week we are still in season one while we're on the off season. And we are on episode 9 this week. If you don't know what happens in this one, it is the majority of it is getting ready for and then Sharif's birthday party at Top Golf. A pretty iconic. Very iconic.
Housewife scene.
I would say.
You're talk about Mary. I don't want to fucking talk about Mary.
I was going to try to make my, which she says, I don't give a fuck about Mary. Stop talking about Mary. I don't give a fuck about Mary. I was trying to make my Housewives catchphrase something biblical. this is what it was going to be. Picture this. We're housewives in biblical times and, I run an inn. I don't give a fuck about Mary.
Because there's no room at the inn.
But I couldn't think of one that was actually catchphrasey, so.
It would be a cartoon, you know?
Yeah. What I should actually do is clip that part and then put it on Twitter during Christmas time.
And if, you may be Mary, but there's no room at this inn, bitch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, no bitch, but
yeah. I was thinking like that it's a tweet and it says like I don't give or it says like the innkeeper and then it's just Jen Shaw saying I don't give a fuck about Mary. There's something there. Something could go viral there. Okay. Before we get started jumping into this episode, do you want to talk about the Potomac finale / Potomac news that we have?
We should talk about it, yes. Finale was
It was the best episode all season, honestly, I would say.
Yeah, but then that's the
cat,
not saying much.
Sorry, the cat is literally all on Travis's chin right now, just purring. And she just literally started purring into the microphone. I hope you can hear that. Yeah, not saying much, honestly.
And then the most interesting part about it was the fight, which they didn't even catch on camera. You know, which you can see online, but they didn't show it on the episode for whatever reason.
I feel like the reason they didn't show it is because it was pretty like actually really graphic.
Yeah, because and you can see in the video and what they say is what plays out. What's her name? Deb threw the drink at Candace while she was turned away.
Yeah.
So it like went to the back of her or to her hair or something. And then Kiarna pushes her
to kind of almost to get in the middle of it, like stop.
Yeah. And then she smacks her in the head
with a glass.
And then that's when it popped off for real. Yes.
If you want a really in-depth conversation / debate, I would go listen to my other podcast, Culture with a Q, Q-U-L-T-U-R-E. Me and my host, Kaina, got pretty into it, honestly, because she is
intimate.
Like, into it. Oh. So she is kind of like saying that no matter what Candace said, it's almost like that nothing justifies getting like throwing a drink / resorting to violence, which I do agree with in theory. But in my opinion, I just feel like Candace always cuts too deep and goes too far and was probably sitting over in that corner saying a million insults about Deborah. And then it caused, guess what? Deborah to fight her.
Not to mention she labeled her a Muppet on national television.
A Muppet and The Help and There was something else she said on that little recording they had. So I don't know. I just, well, and then the other part of this is that Candace is not returning to Housewives officially.
Yeah.
At least for this season. And I do think it's partially because at least a lot of the other Housewives can take accountability for their actions. And I feel like Candace never can.
Yeah.
She's like blind with
she does almost. She does when it's like cut and dry, when it's like everything's resolved and like the other person's apologetic, she's apologetic and it's a move on. I feel like there's been times where she's done that.
Yeah.
But if it's open ended, if it's not resolved, she doesn't want to back down.
Yeah.
And
which I don't think that Deborah should have done that. I feel so bad for Kiarna.
Yeah. There's like the responsibility kind of it's floating around lots of people. But at the end of the day, the people who are involved are the ones like that. I mean, she started it by throwing the drink.
Yeah, definitely.
But that doesn't absolve Candace of like any responsibility, because while she doesn't have to, yes, you could say her saying she could say whatever and doesn't mean you should put your hands on her. She could have just easily have like ignored her and walked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like slinging insults also escalates it. So then you exactly. have a responsibility to some of it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I, yeah.
So the rumor is, well, it's confirmed Candace won't be returning. The rumor is Robin, Ashley, and Wendy are also potentially out.
Yeah.
What do you think needed about that?
They needed a big shakeup. There's not, I don't see, and I can only imagine that after the reunion, they realized there was no fixing it because I think they went into it. Well, Andy said they went into it trying to like mend. Because I think they've heard everybody, like everybody's saying the same thing. Like it's a hard season to watch because nobody's getting along. It's not fun. There's like these elephants in the room and they won't address, like I don't want them to get physical and fight, but I'd rather them just like, and I guess maybe a whole season of them been fighting about the same dumb thing would be annoying too. But at least they would be trying to like
move forward
instead of trying to do all these like other things and pretend like, oh, we'll just be cordial, but like I hate these bitches and I'm not talking to any of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Wendy is the least in that boat, but she's very resolute as well. As like,
honestly, okay, Wendy was boring this season and kind of has been since her first season.
That's what I say. I feel like she was on her first season. She watched it back. She didn't like it. She got some work done and she's like been guarded ever since.
Yeah. And then Ashley, when like, her main drama is still even about the husband of it all, and then he refuses to be on camera. Then what?
And she won't divorce him.
Then what do you have to go with? Like,
right?
What's her storyline going to be? The same exact storyline again from this season.
She's basically friend of at this point.
Yeah. And then Robin, she had every opportunity to make this season like about dealing with the repercussions of cheating, and instead she chose to 100% not care. And so then guess what? None of us cared either.
Yeah.
And we won't care if she's going to keep doing this.
She also had the opportunity, like it's fucked on two ways. Because either you're trying to hide, like either you don't like it, but you don't want to fight on camera, so you're hiding it. And that's not a good look for a reality star.
Yeah.
But that's just not going to work. Or you and Juan have worked it out. You have an understanding, you have an arrangement or whatever it is, which, okay, great. But you're not letting anybody in on to that.
Yeah, that's why Mia wins the season.
Right.
She lets everybody in on exactly what's happening in her life.
Well, I mean, I think, okay, saying exactly, I think she's falsified some things at times.
Okay, yes.
So she she's not 100% open.
She's not afraid to say, me and Gordon like are working through these things, but we have an arrangement.
Exactly. And, you know, being vulnerable, like talking about the lawyer situation and her disagreeing with him fighting his family
and her like talking all with of her Jacqueline. Personal.
Yeah. She lets, even though it might not be 100% right. She might not be telling the truth 100% of the time, but you're getting to see like a lot of realness mm-hmm. and rawness.
The realness.
Wah, wah, wah.
I really like, it's crazy to say, but if Mia is my favorite one from a season, you know it's a bad season because I do not love Mia but by any means, but she won the season in my boat.
She's the only one. Well,
she and Karen did
okay.
And Giselle with, I mean, and like,
Giselle, yeah.
It's really unfortunate that her dad passed. Yeah. But I do think Giselle is the Kyle Richards of this cast. Like, when her kids went off to college, I cried. Like, I feel really bad for her about the dad situation. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like no matter what, at the end of the day, I don't think they can, like, the show would be the same without Giselle.
But well, I also think Giselle's
a hard, or Karen.
I think Giselle's a hard worker, and that she, like, even if it's sometimes it's a little too transparent, she's always trying. She's like, the show needs something. So, like, let's, here's something. Let's just push this a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Which maybe can come off insincere sometimes, but, like, it has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And Karen is the, I don't know if she isn't this naturally or she just realized the show needed it or whatever, but you have to have somebody that, like, rallies the troops, and Karen tries to do that. She's not always successful, but if anybody's going to try to sit everybody down and be like, we need to get along, ladies.
Yeah.
If we, yeah, she's very floats in the middle.
Yeah. And then I think, Mia is, like, the best new-ish housewife that the show has. So I'm happy with keeping those three.
Yeah, everybody else can go.
You think NECA is going to come back? Because there's been nothing about her on the news.
Uninterested.
But it could, yeah, it could be just a thing of, like, it's just kind of assumed she's not.
You know, and her fertility journey might be, like, might say something to other people, but it doesn't do, like, the whole, wasn't there, like, a little, the whole, like, I'm a man, we don't need to do this, like, I don't remember
that part.
When he didn't want to, like, he didn't want to have his sperm checked or something, and he thought the whole thing was weird, and...
Oh, yeah.
It was given, like, a little...
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to, whatever. But I'm sure that speaks to some people, and but it's just not me. So there's really nothing. And the whole, like, witch thing between them, I mean, I think, I don't even know that should have come up on screen.
Yeah.
Because there's just really no, like,
evidence. It felt very much like all these things happened off screen, and then now we're, like, dealing with the, like, kind of repercussions, but nobody will say what's actually going on, except, like, that her sister called her or something like that. It just was so vague that it was, like, boring.
Yeah.
Not that, like, I think she should be saying these things about Wendy's mom if they're untrue, especially it seems like it's of utmost importance to Wendy in their culture.
Yeah.
But we're it also just comes missing- off as, like, blah on camera because we don't know what's actually going on.
Yeah. And also, the impact is kind of less because that's not as much of a thing in our, I mean, I guess, like,
if someone said your mom was a witch, she would be so mad.
Well, yeah. But I feel like things are, like,
well, yeah.
I mean, just as, like, as a shallow jab, but I think it goes deeper for them.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. As whereas, like, yes, if you grew up religious, you might have a fear of, like, and by religious, I mean in America, like, Christian or whatever, you might mm-hmm. have a fear of demons or, like, witchcraft or whatever, but it's not common to have, like, a voodoo, like, some sort of priest, dark priest or priestess down the road, you know?
True. There's also rumors that did you see the tweet that was like, this year think like Bravo is thinking of this year of New Jersey as, like, a farewell season and could potentially do what New York is doing?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it too. But Teresa's going to be on this new season of House of Villains.
Just oh.
With Candy Muse.
Oh.
And Tiffany Pollard again.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only ones I know. There's a couple other ones from, like, Survivor, Big Brother, Bachelor, but I don't really know them.
Yeah.
There's only, like 8 people on it, though, so I don't really know what that's about.
Hmm.
But maybe I'll be watching. I should watch season 1 now that it's on Peacock. Yeah. Okay, do you want to get into this? Do you have anything else you want to say about the whole Potomac situation of it all?
No, glad they're having a shake up. I think they needed it, and hopefully, you know, it gets better.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so this episode opens with kind of like a mashup of things. Brooks and Meredith and Chloe are, like, on a walk, and they're basically, Meredith says that her and Seth are doing better. Whitney and Heather are riding horses, and she's kind of, like, flirting with the guide, who was arguably kind of hot. Lisa asks Jack if he's hungry, and he says, I don't feel like having a microwave hot dog right now.
I'm not craving.
The biggest.
I'm not craving. This is what. Read. This is okay. When he said that, I said, "This is what are scary about children. They will read you unintentionally. They don't mean to. They just don't know the shade that they're just tossing around lightly."
Yeah, I think it's funny, and my mom does listen to this. But there were obviously dishes that she would make, and like. But a lot of times, my grandma would make us dinner after school. Uh-huh. And it's just so funny because Lisa reminds me of like the stuff that she makes her kids, I bet, is like stuff that my mom, like my mom's go to's were, because we would have microwave hot dogs a lot when I was little. And I don't know. She just likes stuff like that. So I just thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. What? You think this is a touchy subject?
No.
Okay, so then Jen is planning Sheree's big surprise party at Top Golf. She wants it to be Shaw Amazing, Shawbulous, and Shawbomb.com.
This is so annoying.
I was like, how many times has she like rehearsed that one? She FaceTimes Whitney. It's going to be hip hop golf themed, and she reveals she's not inviting Mary. And then we cut to Mary at her house. She's telling Charlinda how to vacuum, which I think is funny because she's been there for 25 years. So that means she probably tells her that every day, you know?
Right.
Robert is FaceTiming her. She says, how's Florida? Are you still checking on the grass? Because last time you left to check on the grass, you weren't gone for 3 months. So that tells you a little bit. Like...
Yeah, and when they hang up the phone, they don't say I love you to each other.
Yeah.
But, also, I mean, I think we already know that they don't, but...
But also, just on this current season, when Robert was basically gone the whole time, I kind of forgot that that was also a thing that, like, was happening season one, too.
Yeah.
Especially because we did actually see him season one a couple times in person.
Yeah.
Or, like...
And I think he comes to the reunion.
Yeah, majority of the time in person. Production asks her how many homes she owns, and she doesn't know. Yeah. But she has this one in Salt Lake, Vegas, New York, Carmel, Indiana, which is funny because we have good friends who are from there. And now we also have good friends that just moved there.
Yeah.
And Orlando, which is presuming where Robert is right now.
Yeah.
And she says this little thing like, I'm assuming production asked her, like, do you rent those out when you're not there? And she says, no, we don't rent those out. We don't share. We don't like to share with others. Which I just thought was such a funny thing coming from a pastor or whatever she is to say, like, we don't share our house. Like, there's unhoused people in this world and we don't share.
Yeah. I think it was giving, like, only, like, people with that don't have enough money would rent their houses out. Like, we can have five houses and pay property taxes on them and we don't need to be in them.
Yeah.
And we don't need to rent them out or anything.
Can we talk about like the church? The size of the church. How do they have that much money with that size of that church?
Because the money is not the church. They have a mortgage company, they have restaurants, plural.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. But it sounded like okay, but so the grandma had this church and then also started all these restaurants and then started mortgage companies and like with the money from the church.
I don't know what came first. They have daycares.
It's just crazy to me how much money they have, because later in the episode we've seen it a lot of times, the whole hoarderness of Mary. Yeah. And how much stuff she has in her house, but I kind of like forget that, like, just like a Chanel hat will cost thousands of dollars. Yeah. And they're just like everywhere.
Yeah. There's like hundreds of thousands of dollars, of course.
Just per room. Uh-huh. Not to mention like the Hermes stuff.
But I think people don't realize sometimes, like, if her grandmother was wealthy, then like generational wealth, if managed properly, like, you don't have to like work for it. What am I trying to say?
Like, you know, like when you have accounts,
if you build itself. Right. Exactly. Like, you could all, if you don't deplete the principal, you can live off the interest for like and have oodles of money still. You know what I mean?
I know. It's just like insane to think about.
And it seems like she made all that money. She had enough money when she was alive.
I want it. Please, somebody listening.
Gordon. Gordy.
I don't think Gordon has that anymore.
Just kidding.
Robbie. Robbie Sr. Are you listening?
No, I talk too much shit about his wife. Maybe he likes that. No, that's his thing. Anyway, she's really sad because she didn't get invited to the party.
Yeah.
And she's actually crying, and it did make me sad.
Okay, here's a question. Because in
you cry in a room full of Gucci purses, does it count? Just kidding.
That made me feel weak. No, I was thinking, do you think it's fair? Because it's kind of a conversation from later in the show, too. But the if in the real world, if somebody doesn't like you, they don't invite you to their husband's birthday party. Like, that's not.
Right.
You mean you're missing out in a sense, like your friends, some of your friends might be there, blah, blah, blah. But I would say that's pretty like reasonable
in the real
world. But when you're on a cat, when you're on an ensemble show and you get excluded from an event, do you think that changes anything or should they play it to like real life?
I think
because I think that's why she's crying, obviously, is like
because she's not going to be on the show.
Right.
I think especially if they can like at least even be in the same room together, like at Brooke's fashion show, literally sitting next to each other, even if they didn't really say that much to each other. I do think the conflict is not that bad that Mary should get not invited.
Yeah.
When you're on a show like Housewives.
Yeah.
Like, unless,
well, it's also part of your
job. The whole like, sorry. The whole like Candace versus Giselle of it all, when it's like real, like whatever you want to call it, against her husband, almost like implying sexual misconduct.
Right.
That to me is like, okay, you wouldn't invite him, her to Chris's birthday party, for instance. But this, when the beef is not really that much beef, and like you, the last time you were together and nothing happened, you should invite her.
Yeah. But also, I think as like part of your job is to be as a housewife when you're filming is to be in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you really have an event that you want nothing bad at, then you don't put it on the show.
Yeah. And guess what? She wasn't there and she was still the main point of trauma.
Right.
And she still ruined the party.
Jen ruined that
party. I'm just kidding. But I will say Mary does get her screen time this episode. She gets more screen time than Lisa does. And she does cause drama that does eventually come up later.
Yeah.
Okay, but first we have to go to Heather, who's having a Valentine's Day party. And her ex-husband comes to visit.
You know, I said earlier that he was never on the show. And then he comes strolling in. And I was like, I completely
forgot about him because, shocker, he's boring.
Yeah.
Or just very awkward being on camera.
Yeah, probably that.
He asks if anyone has a Valentine this year, and Heather said she's juggling three. And she said that they saw Scary Movie 3 together. This was a weird...
Was she talking about her kids or like actual men?
I think she's talking about men. Oh, okay. But maybe she was talking about her kids. I took it as men.
Yeah.
This was a weird juxtaposition because what was on camera was just her and him like kind of interacting normally and just exchanging gifts and then he leaves. Mm-hmm. But in her confessional, she's just talking so much about like how horrible the relationship was and like how there was no real love there. And she was just in it for the forever family that Mormonism talks about. And
they weren't compatible.
But basically, the thing that made him divorce her was that one of the girls was getting baptized and she didn't change the time around so that his sister could get there. And so he said, fine, I'm divorcing you. And he was out within a week.
Yeah, but you know that's not the only thing that happened.
I know, but it's still crazy.
It was the straw that broke Campbell's back, it sounds like.
Still.
It is a little wild, but...
What? Oh, that was a lot wild.
I'm so loopy.
Okay, so then Whitney goes over to Mary's. There's a shot of her standing outside of her door, and the arch is like
five
times taller than her.
Like, I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out.
She looks like a miniature person. Yeah,
the doors are huge.
Mary makes her put booties on over her shoes, her high heels.
Yeah.
And this
I do feel this. I do think about it more often now. It's still, I grew up, you know, I grew up in Florida. We don't really take our shoes off anywhere. Of course, you sweep and mop the floor and stuff, but like not all the time. And I just never really thought about it. And then, you know, as you get older, you get exposed to different cultures. And, so, you know, it's, and then people are like, oh, that's really gross. You're like dragging in the outside. And it is kind
of
gross.
I don't think of it as a gross thing. I just do it.
I know, but it's all like sometimes I look at the floor. I'm like, it's just covered in God knows what.
Grass.
No, germs from outside. You walk through like the sidewalk. Like, who's been on that? What's been on that? All the car chemicals out on the road. You're just traipsing about the house.
Guess so.
Yeah. You know, I know you don't care. And I guess I don't either sometimes, but I think about it more often.
Hmm. Well, guess what I wouldn't be thinking about? That if I had a maid.
Oh.
But a live-in maid.
That's like a germaphobe thing, though.
I think Mary is a little germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
Hospital smell?
Yeah.
This is when they sit in her bedroom to have this full-on conversation, and it is covered head to toe in clothes.
Yeah.
And Whitney in her confessional calls her a high-end hoarder.
Yeah.
Then Mary asks her opinion of Jen, basically being like, I tried to bring us together, but clearly didn't work. And it's not fair that I'm the one getting mistreated and not invited to things and no one is speaking out for me.
Yeah, this was Mary being a social ninja.
Yeah.
She struck from far away, but she struck true.
She did. So then Whitney asks if everyone is like afraid of Jen or whatever. And she says that Mary says that Lisa and Meredith have called her separately, privately, to say that they are scared of Jen. And Whitney feels like she's kind of put in the middle, but she feels bad that she is can't be like better or like helpful to Mary.
Mm.
And she says,
I was confused by this too. When she was talking, I was like, what she's saying now is not matching what she was saying before. It's not matching what she was saying later.
Whitney?
Or yeah. Mary? So what's real?
I think Whitney's scared of Jen.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. But wait, what part's not matching?
Like at the dinner table, they took up Jen's side. And then later she's like, and then she's agreeing with Mary that, oh, it's being unfair to Mary to exclude her. And then later when she brings it up to Jen, she's not talking about Mary being excluded. She's just talking about the other girls being afraid of her.
Yeah.
So I think that's the real issue for Whitney. Like she's saying all this fluff stuff, but really what she's saying is that they're scared of her.
Mm-hmm. But then it just feels, I don't know. It does feel like later she's trying to say it in a way that's like girls are talking behind your back.
Right. Like she's trying to say she's afraid of her and curry favor with her at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. But then doing so, she's too afraid to do it.
But didn't say anything about Mary being excluded.
Yeah.
Right. So I think she's just lying to her face.
Well, I think she does feel bad, but there's nothing she can really do about it.
Huh. Well, she could have said it.
True. So then we cut to this really weird scene of Meredith and Brooks and Seth all together in the living or the kitchen. Meredith looks stoned out of her mind. And they are trying to decide if they should order pizza or sushi. And she says, what is it that you want, honey, to Seth? And he says, you. And then Brooks gags, basically. And says, can you like do that in the bedroom or something? Not right in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Not right in front of my salad. Do you know what that's from?
No.
No?
No.
Oh my gosh. There was a, it basically was a meme, but it was a gay porn.
Oh.
And it was like this girl or woman eating salad on at the counter, right?
Oh,
and there's like two guys, and one of them's wearing like an apron, but they're like fucking in the kitchen.
Oh,
and she says, really? In front of my salad?
Mm.
No.
No.
Not ringing a bell?
No.
Anyway, so then Meredith, they just keep going back and forth. Meredith's wearing her wedding ring again, finally.
Yeah.
Brooks orders the sushi. Meredith mentioned something about, like, should we get the wedding album out? And Brooke says, what is happening right now? And in his confessionals, he's saying that he's glad they're back together. He does believe they're soulmates, but it's still, like, ew.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
What is your what is your thought on parental affection?
Mm-mm. I mean, I think it's fine. And it's like, I just think they're not really doing anything that's, like, that gross. Yeah. Like, he's just being overdramatic.
Yeah.
But then he says, if you all want to have sex, just remember that I'm in the room right below you. So go in the other room.
What? It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Exactly. And he is making it awkward.
Yeah.
So then, speaking of awkward, Whitney goes to her friend Sarah's house, who clearly wants to be on the show.
Yeah, they were trying her out, girl. She failed.
Whitney punctures the kitchen mat with her stilettos.
Yeah.
And she says something like, oh, I bought that for the maid. And I was like, okay, so you are trying to brag about your money right now for the camera.
Not trying to, she was.
And she said, Whitney's like, I love my friend Sarah. She fits in really well with the group and actually knows some of them. And then, like, they cut to her, and she's the one that was at the party, the birthday party at the beginning, who brought in a present and was like, happy birthday, Jen. And then they're like, it's not my birthday, it's Meredith's birthday.
Yeah.
So clearly not really that close with the ladies. Uh-huh. And then basically Whitney is just, like, having a conversation with her about the whole stuff with Mary and all this stuff. But also she says that, like, her in-laws, Justin's
parents, were talking about marriage stuff because this woman's been divorced
twice,
married three once. Times, and has left the church just like Whitney has.
Married two times.
Right.
But there's, like, a whole thing about, like, how Justin's parents, like, refused to take down the marriage photos from, like, his previous marriage, and then eventually did put up Whitney's photo, but then also put up the, like, ex's new husband marriage photo with it all. So there's, like, basically, like, a family tree almost of wedding photos in their house.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, especially when you, like, bring somebody into the family and they get along with them, but you know, especially if they think your divorce was kind of dumb. Even if it was right, like, if they got close to them and they knew them for years, it's like, I could see that being hard to put down.
Yeah.
Are you taking a photo of me?
No, I'm literally have the notes open.
The camera's pointing right at me. I felt as if trying to expose me.
I have two phones here. One's recording and one has notes. I don't have time to take photos of
you. Okay.
So then I just thought it was funny that, like, if my one shot at being on Housewives, they come over, picture this. You're a housewife friend. We have a friend. Okay. Never mind. I'm about to be on Housewives. I might be on Housewives.
I got lost.
My friend who was on Housewives comes over to film in my house. Guess what I would not be serving them? A plate with sliced apples with loose pecans on it.
Oh.
There would be charcuterie board to the nines. Like, I would, especially if
you're rich.
If I was that rich, like, I would have so much shit set up. Like, make it seem like your house has material. Not just, do you want some pecans on your plate that just has apples on?
Yeah, but I think they just don't eat a lot, you know?
I don't care how much you eat. There's going to be a charcuterie board. Okay. And anyway, the friend basically says that Whitney should bring up the whole Jen stuff at the Shaw's party, which I think is funny because the reason they say this is because Whitney's like, whenever Jen's around Coach Shaw, she's like happy and peaceful. And so then the friend's like, maybe you should talk about her, all the stuff at the party, thinking that's a good idea.
Fatal flaw.
Little does she know, she's going to be blacked out on the floor before she decides to bring all this up to Jen.
Yeah.
Jen
is not calm.
And now we get a little intermission. of Lisa Barlow with penguins.
Oh. I forgot about that.
Lisa's whole, I mean, I know like eventually she definitely works her way more within the group, but the first season, it's literally just her being her, like all the clips are just her and her kids and like the weird shit that comes out of all their mouths. And Diet Coke.
And that was enough. The producers say, you need not do more.
So they're at the aquarium. Henry says, I'm a tortoise. And then he says, glowfish are aliens. Area 51 made glowfish.
Yeah. It's like, what in the kindergarten rumor is going on?
Well, and then Lisa says, oh, look at that shark. And John says, that's not a shark.
Yeah.
It's a fish. And then they go see these penguins and they give them like a bucket of dead fish, right, to feed the penguins. And Lisa says, I've never held a fish before.
Yeah.
Which was a little shocking to me.
Why would you?
I mean, have you held a fish?
Yeah.
I've held a fish.
I grew up in the sticks in Florida part of the time.
Well, guess what? Ice fishing.
But I just mean she didn't grow up in Utah like that. Isn't she from New York or something?
She's from the United States. I feel like you would have held a fish.
I don't know. I feel like if you're, I don't know, a girl, and especially if you're girl. In the city and she doesn't cook, why would she touch a fish?
Yeah. One time I actually worked at the Louisville Zoo and this was right after freshman year of college. And my job was to, I had to go to the zoo at 5 a.m. and my job was to feed the sea lions and seals and bears. So I guess how many fish I touched every day? A lot. And guess what? All those animals needed pills. And guess how you put the pills in the fish?
You shove them in there with your finger?
You shove them through the eyeballs with your finger.
Oh, gritty.
And imagine me going out drinking with my friends on Fridays and then doing this on Saturdays at 5 a.m.
That's gross.
It is gross. But guess who did it?
You did, yeah.
So let's just say I've touched a fish before.
Okay.
Anyway, they take this opportunity to somehow, well, Lisa asks what Henry would name a fish or a penguin if he could. And he said he wants to name it Fresh Wolf, which is our first introduction to their hair care product.
That was a hard dive. As soon as he said Fresh Wolf, it was like, bam, cutaway.
It was, but I think it's just maybe because it's the first time it's come up on camera. But because I don't think that she probably told him to call it the penguin Fresh Wolf. Like, that just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But they did talk about it kind of a lot right there. But they don't go into the details really yet. Which I should look if Fresh Wolf is still a thing. Okay, so then we have Jen getting ready with her hairstyle with her stylist. She's telling them to make her look like Beyonce. She like tells Coach Shaw they're going on a date. But where it is a surprise, to which he says, you know, I hate surprises.
Yeah. I've never understood why people do that. If you have a partner that you know doesn't like to be surprised, they'll throw them a surprise party.
Right, I agree. Do you like surprises?
No.
Well, you would like a surprise party with all of your favorite people there though that flew in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't mind surprises. I don't like to be scared. So don't jump out of the hallway and scare me. You'll know that I don't do that to you because I do not give what I do not want to receive.
Okay. Yeah.
And you better take that to the bank and you better cash it because I'm not dealing with it.
Okay. Well, I don't think I would host a party for you in a haunted house ever.
Yeah, no.
So then Brooks is telling Meredith what to wear, and he tells her that she needs to wear an all brown matching top, pants, and trench coat that all are covered in the Fendi logo. And he tells her that's hip hop. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know if that particular look and Fendi is hip hop, but I think monogram can be hip hop. I don't know, though. Yeah. Hip hop is not my forte.
So they all show up at Topgolf, and Meredith did end up wearing the outfit. Coach Shaw is actually super excited to go to Popeyes, but then Jen tells him they're not actually going to Popeyes. They're going golfing, and he's actually seems really excited.
Yeah.
He actually seems so, like, genuinely, like,
oh my gosh, that's so, I'm so excited. That seems so fun. Like, almost kind of like, I can't believe that you want to just go on a date with me and do like an activity that I like doing, which is golfing.
Exactly. And did you know Popeye's has a shrimp po' boy? Because I did not know that.
I don't think so, honey. Shrimp po' boys. And I'm here to say it because they put so much goddamn shit on that sandwich that you can't eat it. So then you're basically eating a pizza.
You're talking about one particular
sandwich. No, every shrimp po' boy I've ever had is like that one.
It's you
like
haven't open had a real face shrimp with.
So you don't think the one I ate this weekend was?
It wasn't good. And it's not like any po' boy I've ever had.
Well, I've had two, and I don't like either of them. And I love shrimp.
You sound so desperate.
I love shrimp. I love shrimp. That's not fair.
Yeah. They are really good when they're made right.
Okay, you'll have to make me one.
Okay.
We went to Seattle this weekend, by the way. And that's where I got a shrimp po' boy, thinking it would be good because we were on the coast.
But not Louisiana.
But not, you're right. It wasn't Louisiana. The clam chowder was really good, though.
It was, yeah.
Even though we weren't in New England.
Mystery is found.
Okay, so then they walk in. He's actually really excited about how many people are there. There's like former players, former coworkers. And then they cut to Jen in her confessional, and she says, if he doesn't love this party, then maybe he can start dating other people. To which the producer's like, are you trying to dig on Seth and Meredith right now? And she's like, maybe.
Yeah.
Then
projecting.
Pretty much immediately, Whitney is drunk and is like jumping on Justin and dancing all over him. Heather said,
well, they were already all there before they arrived. Right. So who knows how many drinks they kicked back.
Heather said that this is one of those type of parties where she wants to be the last one to go home because it's so fun. Coach Shaw and Whitney, like, I guess, and Heather kind of have a dance off with Jen and some randos. And at some point it just turns into Whitney just being all on the floor, like splitting, handstand, flipping.
Which I thought was really ironic for Lisa to go on a rant about how she's so attention seeking when I think Lisa's the biggest attention seeker.
Oh. She wasn't here at this party, I will say. She also looked like she had no makeup on at all for a party.
Lisa?
Yes.
I remember that.
I mean, she had some on, but it was not what we're used to.
Yeah. She, not the glamatron.
Mm-hmm. Jen starts doing the worm, and Whitney falls on her face. Then Jen falls, and then Heather just like awards Jen the winner or whatever. And this whole time they like cut to Justin. He's just playing golf by himself.
Yeah. And there's a thing too.
That's such like a husband thing, I feel like.
I remember when she gave her the whatever trophy she gave her.
Like a medal.
The person she was standing by, which I think was Whitney, I was like, I think she's mad at her because you know, normally like in that moment, like there's like you look at each other, there's like a hee hee hee. She was like not. She was looking anywhere but at Whitney.
Oh, you think Jen was already mad at Whitney?
Yeah, something. I think she was annoyed
at how like much she was doing on the floor.
Perhaps.
Probably.
I know it's not.
So then we see Whitney plastered, basically, and she's talking to Justin, and she's drinking two drinks. She's drinking a mixed drink and a glass of wine. Yeah. And then Whitney tells Heather that she wants to go have that discussion with Jen. And they cut back to like a shot of them at Beauty Lab. Whitney like filled Heather in on everything, basically.
Yeah.
And then they go up to Jen. I'm just going to do my best impression of Whitney, okay?
Jen, you know I'm a straight shooter. And I like to, I know what is right and what is wrong. And you're good with Lisa and Meredith, right? You guys are good. I thought we had clean slates, right? A clean slate party with Meredith and Lisa. And you know that I'm a straight shooter. And I know good from wrong. So you're good with the other ladies, right?
It was Ray that.
And then Heather goes, well, Whitney's trying to tell you is that Lisa and Meredith said they're scared of you, Jen.
Yeah.
And then Whitney says in her confessional, I don't like that Heather stepped in like that when I had everything under control.
She said she had it handled, which is hilarious. But.
So then Jen is like, are you kidding me? And then Jen starts yelling now about Mary and how she doesn't like, she doesn't want people to keep talking about Mary and all this shit. And then Jen starts screaming and Meredith and Lisa come over and they're like, what's going on? And she's like, I just heard you guys talk shit about me behind my back to Mary. And then Lisa gets pissed at Whitney. Meredith said that she has never had a conversation with Mary about Jen at all. Then Lisa pulls Jen outside and is kind of like, don't you know I'm not scared of you, blah, blah, blah. And
it was so weird how Lisa kept trying to pull her away.
Yeah. I mean, like to kind of prove,
not
to
prove of
to
you.
Her, yeah. But when she does pull her away, then Whitney turns to Meredith and is like, Jen's been insinuating stuff about your marriage behind your back. And then Meredith says she's done engaging with this conversation with Whitney, although she stays right there.
Yeah.
And then she says, perhaps people with glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Right.
Implying she knows something about Jen's marriage.
Right.
And then Whitney's like, okay, now I need Jen, you and I. No, she's like, now I need Jen, you and I to have a conversation. And then when I get back, Meredith, you and Jen need to have a conversation. And Jen is like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, when he went to like little gossip producer mode.
Yeah.
So she was honestly like a 5-year old at a tea party telling her stuffed animals what they needed to do. It was funny, but also like a girl.
It reminds me of someone we know.
Oh.
Let's just say my bleep's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Anyway. So then Heather is kind of like, I love Jen and I like probably should be in here helping her, but I'm just going to run away. And we don't see her the rest of the episode.
Yeah, she's smart.
So then Whitney says she's just trying to get to the bottom of the bullshit. And she says something again about Mary. And then this is when Jen says, shut the fuck up about Mary and throws the glass and it shatters. And we see her son walking by with that face like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then Jen screams and makes Stu basically like take her away to like drive fully away. And Coach Shaw is still there.
Yeah. She tries to get him to leave.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's really embarrassing.
Yeah. So on the way out, she's screaming like fucking assholes. Then Whitney's like, oh, now I'm the asshole. And she starts crying. And they literally show her. It, like, they show subtitles underneath her. And she's like, they fucking don't own the truth. And that's the honesty.
Yeah.
And then somebody, I think their son, is talking with Coach Shaw. And he's like, mom was in here drinking and doing dumb shit. And then that cuts to black, basically. Yeah. So that's the end of that. So he's very upset, it seems.
Yeah.
And apparently next week on is when Jen blames her drinking on him being gone and that she's mad at him.
Yeah, but the whole thing was just dumb because if you didn't want anything bad to happen at your party, you could have just been like, okay, I'm not doing this right now. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But instead, she flew off the rails. So it's her fault.
Yeah. The thing that I kind of fully forgot was actually how drunk Whitney was during this.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I remember that she was drunk. But I didn't remember that she was this drunk.
Yeah. There's not many. I was like, I can't think of any other franchise besides New York where they will get this obliterated on camera.
It reminds me of that Dorinda.
Yeah.
Scene where she's like, You could be fake heroin addict on the street. And I'm saying, what the fuck is up?
Yeah. Very bad.
And then, okay, on the next time on, we also see that now
Heather and Whitney are mad at Lisa. Meredith and Lisa are mad at them. And then we see Jen and Coach Shaw fighting. And then we see when they go to the bathtubs, like at that spa or whatever in the middle of nowhere. And Jen splashes the camera with the water.
Yeah. Unhinged.
Very that. So that's where we leave it.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on the episode as a whole or next week's episode?
Jen needs anger management.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You said that a little louder. I feel like it wasn't picked up.
Oh, sorry. Jen needs anger management.
Yeah.
Which maybe she's getting in prison.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think you can do that in prison and not have repercussions. So, all right. Well, I am excited for the bathtub scene because I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
And
a different kind of bathtub
scene. I was literally thinking like the first bathtub scene on the show and Meredith's nowhere to be seen.
I know.
Ironic. Although
it is a theme, like, but it's a theme every season.
Rusty bathtubs in the middle of.
No, that's not for Meredith.
Utah. Mama. Yeah. Okay, well, that is where we will leave this one. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please give us 5 stars and just 500 Gucci hats, please. That's all I'm asking for. And you can subscribe, follow, rate us if you want to engage with us on Instagram. It is at Privileged Twinks. And again, we'll be watching all of season one right now through to the end. And then I guess I was trying to do the math to see if, like, maybe we'd be done by then, but Salt Lake will still be not out by the time we finish this, so maybe we should do Dubai might be next, because that's about to start. New Jersey's also about to start, but I don't know, like, the full lore of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And also, it's a little kind of not great last season. So, but we'll come up with something, because now that we actually have, like, steady listenership, I don't want to let you guys, I don't want to like make you guys have to wait another
oh my God.
Season to hear our voices in your ears. So we'll think of something when we're done with this. But next week we'll be doing episode 10. And we'll be putting this out next Wednesday as well. So listen or watch that before you listen if you want to keep up with us. And one last thing I do want to plug. Travis is literally rolling his eyes at me right now. He was so ready to be done. I have another podcast with my friend where I recap every single thing I watched this week on TV and movies. And it's my friend Kaina, who has been on the show before. So if you want to listen to that, it's called Culture, Q-U-L-T-U-R-E. And I have it linked on our Spotify page if you're listening there. So go check that out if you want even more of my voice in your ear. And this has been Privileged Twinks.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You weren't even talking. You didn't even have to do any work and you're still rolling your eyes.
I have to blow my nose so bad.
All right. Blow your nose and that'll be the final goodbye.
No, absolutely not.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye. Okay,